Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My gal was by my side.
Well, rolling.
All the things I'm missing.
Lee Sterling, been rolling. We didn't talk to him last week. Last week, you were off Thursday, I think, and I was off Friday, something like that. And we were loaded up Thursday and loaded up Friday, and there weren't a lot of games. But Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He has been fantastic this calendar year with us. 2-1 last time he was on with us, which was 2 weeks ago. He's got a really incredible record for the calendar year of 2020.
My man.
Hopefully it can continue on. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little sports gambling, and I am most interested in the Heat-Pelicans game tonight, because I'm definitely putting a couple dollars on that. Going to make it fun. Mm-hmm. Going to be fun regardless, but we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Here is the aforementioned Lee Sterling. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
You still feeling it? Because we missed a week with you, and you've been hot.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple losing days for my clients. I mean, I think we're winning on average probably 5 out of 7 days. A couple 1-2, 2-2 games where we might have, you know, lost juice or lost our key game. But I feel like I'm playing with house money because I issued a challenge through Twitter to Crowder, and he was, I guess, going down those bunny hills in Minnesota. So he, you know, obviously was too busy, and he didn't see my $500 challenge. So I'm playing with $500 of extra money.
Yeah, Lee, I saw it afterwards. I was out there enjoying the kids.
I mean,
and
you
cut
slept
me
on $500.
Oh, you would have been all over it, wouldn't you?
Carter? Oh, yes.
I know you would have.
Yes. The lament of
Mark
the gambler.
And I were at the game, and not only couldn't we hit that night, the wind was blowing in about 25, 30 miles an hour. We were cold. We were miserable.
He's talking about the Hurricanes-Gators baseball game for a couple weeks ago, for those of you that don't know. But that first night, that Friday night game, man, it was cold.
Yeah, and we lost. And when you lose and you're cold, you are miserable.
Yeah. And then we lost Saturday. And then we lost Sunday.
The only thing that would have been worse is if he was skiing in like Aspen.
Yeah, right. Living the good life while we were freezing. And
hey, now Minnesota's nice.
Could have taken your $500, but he chose not to.
Do they have any slopes that go up maybe 1,500, 2,000 feet?
No, they have blues are the highest. They have no blacks or anything crazy, but I was going for my kids. Lee, I'm not getting on that damn mountain. Ain't no way in the hell I'm putting skis on my feet, so I wasn't worried about it. But for a 7- and 8-year-old, it was perfect in Minnesota.
Okay, and you were just sitting there in the brew and brewing, just checking it out, eating and having fun, right?
Yeah, they call it the chalet or something.
Chateau.
Chalet.
Yeah. It's a T at the end, though,
right.
And I'm
and
country.
And they have an opera ski. Did you do an opera ski?
I didn't do opera ski. I sat in the chalet and drank whiskey with the old guys.
Now, guys, we can't miss again because I got some of the strangest calls after missing the segment.
What were people saying?
Oh, well, like I must have missed it. What time were you on? I even got an email. Someone says, I know you weren't on. And give me the picks. And he put 1, 2, 3 in a blank.
And you're like, give me the credit card number. I'll be happy to give you the picks. All right, let's do tonight's game, Heat and Pelicans. Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, they are 1.5-point favorites over the Heat.
So I just can't take the Heat here. Here's the problem with taking the Heat. And I do think that they've turned it around. They just, on the road, this is usually a different team. I do, though, I'm going to take the total here. I'm going to take the over, 233. Just feel it's going to be an up-and-down game. And, you know, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of defense. I don't think Miami's been able to solve their defensive woes right now. And but they can score. So let's root for Miami to win. But I think the better call is to take the over 233 in the Miami-New Orleans Pelicans game.
I'm in on that one. I like that. Yep. What about MLS? Are you an MLS fan at all? Cause,
not really. I played high school soccer, but I thought it was decent. I thought it was a little better than expected. Not going to give out selections on it. But the difference when you watch, for instance, a Premier League game, very rarely do you see passes like going, you know, out of bounds, just simple passes. And you saw too many of those. But I thought the play was better than expected. I thought Miami is better than expected. They do need to get a goal scorer. You know, when the ball was in the box, they just couldn't put it in the net. And I think they'll eventually get someone. So I think they're going to be a solid team the first year.
All right. But no bet tomorrow for the Inter-Miami DC United game.
No.
All right. How about the Hurricanes basketball game? So they end their regular season tomorrow against Syracuse. Any thought on what the line might be or what it would have to be for you to wager on it?
Okay. So it looks like the line likes it looks like will not play. He could be done for the season. It looks like he had surgery from that injury to his face with 12 minutes to go in the game. And if he plays in the game, I think they win the game. But without likes, I just think that their depth is really depleted. And trying to solve that, you know, 2-3 matchup zone may be too tough here. I'm projecting a line of, I think it's going to be a pick 'em or one either way. As long as Miami is not giving, I'm going to take Syracuse in this case. As long as Syracuse is not giving more than a point, I'm going to take Syracuse here.
Okay, we'll take Syracuse. Yep. As long as it's not more than a point. All right, now, Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Three random picks, your choice.
Okay, so I'm going to give you three games. I'm going to even give you a bonus game this week because we missed last week. First, we're going to start off with the UFC fights. We're going to start off with the championship fight, the women's fight, in the strawweight division, for people who don't realize what that is, that's 115 pounds. Now, the challenger and former champion, the Polish fighter, it looks like it's Joanna, but it's pronounced Johanna Jędrzejczyk. She is almost a 2-1 underdog. I think against a different opponent, she might have a shot here, but Wei Li Zhang, I think, is the choice here. And if we lose this game because she is a minus 190 to 200, we're going to count it as two losses. Got to be fair. Chinese fighter came over early. She is tough. She will get up close. I think she's going to take down Jędrzejczyk, and I think she's going to beat her up here. A little ground and pound. She is not the only caveat is she has not fought a full five rounds, but she won the championship in 42 seconds. I think she's the choice here. Wei Li Zhang, she has a nickname of Magnum. We're going with Magnum here, minus 190 to minus 200.
I'm showing Crowder the names of the two fighters in the fight that you're just talking about there. You want to take a shot at those, CC?
Johanna Jędrzejczyk. Jędrzejczyk.
Jędrzejczyk. We'll take her minus 190 to minus 200. Then we're going to go with our old dependable, the XFL. We're coming back, and we're going to take St. Louis on Sunday at 3 o'clock against the D.C. Defenders. Now, D.C. is started off the season two nice wins, but actually not against any great teams. And they've lost the last two games, 25-0 to the Tampa Bay Vipers, who aren't good, and 39-9 to the L.A. Wildcats. And during that time, Cardale Jones, the bloom is off. He's 6'5", 264, not much of a running threat. 9-for-22 last week for just 72 yards, no touchdowns and interception. The week before, 13-for-29 for 103, no touchdowns, four interceptions. The bloom is off Cardale Jones here. Head coach Pep Hamilton does not have another alternative. So we're going to take St. Louis here on the road, laying 5 points.
All right. Sounds good.
Third play is going to be tonight in the NBA. We're going to take the Memphis Grizzlies. Won each of the last three games they've played. In fact, have held all three opponents under 100 points. Don't see that too often. They're sitting in the eight hole, so they need to keep winning. They want to make the playoffs. No major injuries of late. They're benched two of the last three games. They've scored at least 60 points, which is impressive. One of the games, 72 points. Dallas, injuries starting to rack up. Luka Doncic, he is a question mark for this game. So is J.J. Barea, Tim Hardaway Jr., Dorian Finley-Smith is also, looks like may not play. He got injured in the last game. So we just feel that Memphis here plus the 7 points is the right side, and a bonus selection tonight in the college basketball. We're going to go with the over in the Wake Forest-NC State game. As we know, Danny Manning's the coach for Wake Forest. Who knows how he's been able to survive 5 years. Not even talking about firing him. They just play absolutely no defense, and I think that North Carolina State and Wake Forest over 151.5. Both teams have a lot of scores. They might hit 170 in this game. That's my strongest of the four plays, and that's my bonus play.
All right, there you go, Lee Sterling. He's been good on the college basketball over-unders as well, sometimes with some schools you've never even heard of. So, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay
and
us to come on.
I have to say this. If I do lose the MMA fight, Steve, who does my MMA picks, is done.
That's it. This is his last chance.
He was on a roll, lost the last two. Comes in this week, he's one of these guys that goes to Marshalls and showing off, you know, all his different, you know, great buys. He walked in with two different pairs of jeans. He was going on dates with a new girlfriend. And I said, what kind of jeans are these? You know, I wear Gap. You know, if I'm splurging, I'll go with an AG. Have you ever heard of Seven for All Mankind or Hudson?
No.
And why they? That's why they're at what is
that's
it?
That's right. At Marshalls.
Marshalls.
No. I said, how much do they cost? No, he's not shopping at Marshalls anymore. He spent between $175 and $250.
Oh, so he's going the opposite direction.
Oh,
he's
opposite
single.
Direction. Going to concerts. I mean, a cheap dinner for this guy now is going out for sushi.
Wow. Well,
tell him, Lee, jeans ain't gonna get him no whoopee.
No. And he's saying, I mean, he's going to these restaurants. I can't even pronounce half these names.
You know what's
going to
get him some whoopee is Wei Li Zhang pulling it in at minus 200 Saturday night.
If he goes with Magnum, he'll be able to afford a Magnum.
He likes Wei Li Zhang minus 200 Saturday. St. Louis Battlehawks minus 5 on Saturday in the XFL. Tonight, the Grizzlies plus 7 against the Mavericks. And in college hoops tonight, Wake Forest, NC State over 151.5. And he also likes the Heat Pelicans game over 233. That is Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
Two more bits of good news here. Miami just hit a 2-run homer. Baseball.
All right, there you go.
And my daughter will be singing the national anthem on Sunday for the Miami Pitt game, so booing from the fans.
Hey, Lee, quickly, how do you know what a Magnum condom is? You a Magnum guy? Because those are CDs. Those come in CD cases.
I don't know about that. I've been married for almost 30 years.
I can tell you he's not because he's Jewish.
You're right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
See you, Lee.
Take care.
Lee Sterling. Professional sports handicapper.
Bro, have you seen the Magnums?
I mean, I looked at a Magnum condom the way that I look at the honors dorms when I visited colleges. That ain't for me.
So where's
why are you shaking your head, Solana? Too cliche? Tiresome? All right.
Here you go, sir. No. Where's the baby blues?
That's all I'm looking for.
I don't need the gold.
I didn't realize that they came in any color but baby blue.
The little bitty ones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.